Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10.
On 2FM.
Do you want me to tell you my universe giving me a message today?
Yeah, I think this is interesting because Kira seems a bit kind of fecked off by this.
I'm not fecked off. As I said, I'm kind of more perturbed, right? But these things happen to me all the time, right? And nobody believes me because usually they happen to me when I'm on my own. And I'll tell someone, go, Jesus, you know what happened to me today? And Chris, I've told you a couple of stories that have happened to me that I'm like, Chris, this happened to me today. And you're like, that's really weird, Kira.
No, true. You do have an odd, I won't say accident prone or unlucky nature, but you are kind of... These things seem to attract themselves to you.
Yeah, so I went into a shop today and I was buying something as harmless as a box of tea bags. Okay. I thought I'd give the shopkeeper the exact change. I thought I'd give the shopkeeper the exact change, all right? So I kind of, now in fairness, my mind was distracted. So I kind of just waited there with my purse open, kind of expecting change back. And then I kind of came to and I said, oh God, I said I gave the exact change. I don't need any change, do I? And the shopkeeper... And I'll kid you not, and there was two other girls working behind the counter, and this guy, probably about the same age as me, turned around and goes, no, 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 he goes, the only change you need is from within. So I kind of zipped up my wallet and I put it back in my bag, and I do what I normally do when I'm not quite sure what to do in a situation. So I started laughing. I was like, okay, I'll see you later. I don't know. Walked out of the shop and I was like, wait a second. And I kind of walked out and I was like, was that not weird? Did he, like, was that like sort of a message he was giving? What shopkeeper says to a person that the only change you need is from within, you know?
That's so, really insulting.
So, exactly right.
The customer's always right and all that.
So I walked to the park, which was near the shop, and I kind of sat down. I was like, that was really strange. And then, do you know what popped into my head? The Republic of Telly and all those shows that Jennifer Maguire does. Because I was sitting on my own on a bench.
Okay.
And you know those, you know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, like, the hidden camera shows.
The hidden camera shows where people are set up and they'll approach somebody sitting on their own. So I was sitting there and I was like, Jesus, imagine now if I'm approached, you know, or someone comes up to me, I'll be on, you know, high alert, whatever. The next thing, and I kid you not, this little boy, he must have been about 7 or 8, right? Approaches me.
Okay.
And this is a really, really busy park, by the way.
Are you being for real now?
I'm being for real.
Okay.
This little boy approaches me. He goes, hi. He said, can you sponsor me for my football team?
Okay, that's fair enough.
He was a cute little boy, whatever. But I looked around and he didn't have any adult with him. So I was like, right, okay. And I said, you know, I tried to ask him a couple of questions before I handed over my dot.
Yeah, of course.
Like, oh, am I being played here or whatever? And I said, oh, what's your football team for? Couldn't explain properly, right? And I said, are you on your own? I said, do you have an adult with you? And he goes, yeah, my mum. And I looked around and I could not see absolutely anybody with him. It was a packed park. And I was like, I can't turn down a little boy who's asking me for money for his football team.
Feck him, of course you can't.
Right? So I opened my wallet, gave him a couple of coins, whatever. And he handed me this sheet of paper. And now the more I think about it, the more I'm like, ah, Kira. And so I wrote my name and I wrote the amount that I gave him on it. It looked like something that had been photocopied like a million times.
You didn't write any like details on it, did you?
No,
like of
God,
yours.
No, okay. Not my home address.
No,
Chris,
I just, you like never know with
my
you.
My mobile number.
You never know with you, Kira.
And then off he ran, right? And I went to put my wallet back in my bag. And when I turned around, he was gone. And the park was huge. Like it's a massive, it's St. Stephen's Green.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's huge. You can't hide in it, especially when you're sitting in the middle of it or whatever. And he disappeared. And I looked around and I was like, okay, they're going to approach me any second now with like a camera and be like, oh, you got punked or whatever. It was the strangest thing. And that all happened within the space of about 5-10 minutes.
That would make me uncomfortable.
See, the thing about it was, I've been asking people for money for the charity that I'm doing the mini marathon for. So I was like, crap, just in case there is a camera on me, I'm going to have to give this little dude money.
You have to look generous. You know? You can't tell him
because
to piss
obviously
off. Yeah, yeah.
People have been so generous to me, you know? And then that was it. I looked up and he'd literally... disappeared.
Wow. Maybe it was a really short, like 40-year-old man who just like was playing a trick on you. You know what I mean? Maybe it was an adult who just kind of conned you. That, to be honest with you, that would make me really paranoid and uncomfortable if those two things happened within seconds of each other to me.
I kid you not, they happened within a couple of minutes and I was on my own, and these things always happen to me when I'm on my own.
Whatever about the kid, I can kind of get that. But
that is, I'm sorry, Chris, that has never happened to me.
That's happened to me.
I am so used to sitting on my own in open spaces, chilling out. You know, okay, that sounds really weird. But like, you know, like reading a book or sitting down having a cup of tea, just taking the world in or whatever.
Sure,
never happened to me before.
Yeah, no, I get you.
And the more I think about it, I'm like, wait a second, what was he doing out of school?
What time was it?
It was around, I suppose it was around four, just after four.
And like
four,
this kid was a young kid. like 7 or 8 kind of kid.
Couldn't even explain to me properly what he needed the money for, which is making me kind of go.
It was probably heroin. It's probably what it was. Damn
anyway.
Kid. So the shop where the shopkeeper said to you, the only change you need is from within.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll turn off the mics. Wow. What age do you think the guy was? You said your age.
I'd say my age, yeah.
Jesus. That's really odd. Poor Kier's had an awful day. I'm sorry, Kier.
I don't think it was a pleasant day. I just thought it was just a little bit strange, a little bit weird, you know?
No, but you see, here's the thing about a day like that.
You know, like The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey.
That's what I'm saying.
Starring Keira King.
If you've a day like that, like that's going to go around in my head. That would go around in my head for weeks.
And nothing unusual has happened to me in a really, really long time.
Jesus, that is weird. That is weird. I'll be honest. That is kind of odd. Especially, whatever about the kid, I mean, I'd be like, all right, whatever. You know, because that has happened to me and it's so annoying. Because like you want to say no, but you kind of have to be like, oh yeah, you're cool, you're football team. So you have to give the money. But the guy saying change needs to come from within. That's just really obnoxious. I'd have been like, F you. I would have gotten really thick with it.
Maybe he's trying to be funny.
He was probably trying to flirt with you or something, yeah. And then it just came across really crap and he just wasn't able to do it at all. Maybe the 7-year-old was trying to flirt with you as well. Maybe all that happened was two guys came on to you today, but one of them was a shop guy and the other guy was a 7-year-old. So you're like, what an odd day I've had. That could have been it.
Maybe.
All right, 51552. That's a very interesting there I said it from Kira. Jesus. That's the kind of day that's going to eat at you. I'm telling you. You're okay with it now. 2 weeks from now, you'll be like, what was going on that day? I'm telling you, you will. Chris and Kira. 2FM.